Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Most of us have deciduous shade trees in our yards. These trees drop their leaves in the fall, generally from about late November to mid-December. Unfortunately, most people just rake them up, put them in bags, and set them out with the trash to be collected. What a shame! There's no need to throw away this valuable gardening resource. I actually drive around Baton Rouge neighborhoods this time of the year, picking up bags of leaves left at the curb. Why? Well, you can recycle these leaves back into valuable landscape uses, such as mulching, or use it as compost. It's easy to use leaves for mulching around trees or in beds of shrubs, flowers, or vegetables. The layer of leaves should be about 2 to 3 inches thick to effectively help control weeds. If you pick the leaves up using a mower with a bag attached, the chopped leaves are particularly nice to mulch with. Think of the money this will save not having to purchase mulch. If you prefer the appearance of a particular purchased mulch, we'll put down a layer of the leaves first and then add just enough of the purchased mulch to cover the leaves. This gives you the look you want with less cost. You can also compost the leaves. Compost is used primarily in bed preparation to improve the soil. Producing it yourself saves the cost of purchasing compost or peat moss or other organic matter for bed preparation. Compost piles should be located in a convenient but out-of-the-way location. A source of water nearby is helpful because occasionally we need to water the compost piles to keep them moist. Make the pile about 3 by 3 by 3 feet up to about 5 by 5 by 5 feet in size. We generally enclose the pile in a bin. Although there are a number of commercial bins on the market that you can purchase, some of them are pretty expensive, you can really make your own very easily. I use a 10 to 15 foot long piece of hardware cloth, chicken wire, or fencing material, bend it into a circle, fasten it with a few pieces of wire, and it's an inexpensive way to contain my compost piles. Those are the types of the bins that I use because they're easy and they're inexpensive. I collect the bags that people pull out, once again, for their trash, and then I dump those bags of leaves into these bins. Now, there's nothing really complicated about this process. I just dump the leaves in, wet them down real good, and let them decay. It takes about 6 to 12 months for organic matter to fully compost in this sort of low-maintenance kind of composting program. Typically, composters use various techniques to speed up the process, and you can too. If you chop up the yard waste, like using a mower with a bag attached to pick up the leaves, that will make them decompose even faster. Adding a little fertilizer to the compost pile is also a great way to increase the rate of decomposition in the organic matter. A little fertilizer, like blood meal or cottonseed meal if you're an organic gardener, or any commercial fertilizer with nitrogen in it, can be sprinkled over about every 10 to 12 inches of the leaves. This is an easy thing to do once again. Now, don't forget to water the leaves occasionally. Dry leaves will not decompose. So in addition to adding a little fertilizer to the bin, you want to pay attention to watering those leaves as well. You can turn the bin if you want to occasionally, and that will add some air into the bin, and that also helps to speed the decomposition process. Now, it's worth the trouble to do this. Compost really makes your plants grow well. So let me just say, don't throw your leaves away anymore. Simply use them as a mulch, or you can also compost them to recycle them. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.